Tonight, we dive into the past 7 days and bring you the news from the cheap seats with your hosts, Melody Bracewell and Tim McDonald.
Great to be back. So great to have you all with us for the ride as we bring you the best bits from the biggest news stories.
Joining us to wrap up all things showbiz, our cultural correspondent, Mel Dracena.
Mel Dracena's back. Wrapping up the week in sport is friend of the show, comedian Adam Rosenbach.
And just as we jet off to Sweden, comedian and Eurovision host Joel Creasy joins us.
Joel Creasy joins us. Exactly. He's on his way. He's on a Bonza flight. He'll be here any moment. It is wonderful to be back and wonderful to see you, Mel. You've been busy in the break.
Yes, I've been doing the comedy festival. I've been having a great time.
You have been touring around the country, taking your stand-up show to the nation, and you went on Today Extra to talk about it.
I have found myself, as a New Zealander, I'm too shy. I don't let out my anger enough. I'm not aggressive enough.
Can we just pause it there?
Melinda Bracewell.
Melinda Bracewell.
I think I've solved my anger issues.
Can we see that again? Not the only mistake. They describe you as a comedian.
Oh, my God.
I believe.
That is rough.
How were the reviews for the show?
The reviews were very positive, actually.
Some just marvelled, some proposed, some got married. At least one gave birth.
Yes. Right. I did have to kick the baby out.
Did you really?
After it came out.
Can we just see that again? It appears they were talking about an eclipse. Or are you that tall that you block out the sun? what is going on?
Yes.
But it is great to see you.
But look, I've been really busy. What have you been up to, Tim?
Speaking of staying out of the sun, that's what I've been doing for the last 3 months.
Well, I saw you also popped up with some big news.
A little guy has moved out of home in search of girlfriends.
How's the search going?
Look, it's ongoing.
Yes.
You are better than that, Melinda, all right? Actually, the last time we caught up, I think it was at the Actor Awards on the Gold Coast. Mm-hmm. Here we are there.
Yes, me with my Uber driver.
Yes. But it was wonderful to be up there at the Actors.
It was. We were invited to present the award for Best Children's Program.
A wonderful moment.
Then you had to open the envelope.
No, we don't need to see this.
I think you kind of struggled with that.
And the winner is... We don't need to. I reckon we can't.
Oh, there we go. Okay. It's pretty simple.
No, I think... I think this... I don't think we need to...
Oh, you know... That...
Bluey.
That is Tim's kryptonite. A slight bit of adhesive, I
think. That's been taken out of context. There's a bit more to that. But then we gave out the award eventually and we had to get off stage.
Yeah.
But okay. Mel got confused.
I don't think we need to see that.
Let's have a look at this again.
Thank you.
Oh, this so is I walk off stage perfectly, and you stand there and like crab walk off the stage. Your arm's still in shot. They have to zoom in to get out of you, Mel. What are you doing? No, stay back. Come back.
Okay.
All right, let's get into it. It's going to be a massive year of the cheap seats. And look, I know in the past couple of years we've tended to play, you know, silly little clips, but we really want to start this season off on a strong note.
That's right. We're a serious news show. Time to get the focus back on the big stories.
So let's cross to the BBC News for the latest.
I can feel that you really want me to do an impression of a seagull, so I'm going to give it a go. Is that okay? I'm hearing in my ear that I've been sacked. Oh, well, c'est la vie, as they say. Before I go, let me just take you very briefly to this court in New York. This is the live scene there. We are waiting for former President Trump.
Very briefly.
One of the biggest trials of the century had to pause for a seagull impression. That is amazing. So, of course, the big trial in the US at the moment is...
Donald Trump's historic hush money trial.
And back home in Australia?
Oscar the Caboodle has a victory in court.
Yes. Well done, Oscar the Caboodle. And another loss for Bruce Lerman. Now, speaking of court, speaking of judges, there's been a massive new addition to the Australian legal system.
Each week we invite 12 everyday Aussies to make up our jury. They have their say and then deliver their verdict on some tough questions.
Oh, my God, Sky News found 12 viewers.
No, this... This is the jury on Sky News Melbourne. It is absolutely incredible.
What kind of cases do they handle?
Well,
it's time to call on the jury. The question is, should G-string bikinis be banned on Aussie beaches? You have 10 seconds to deliberate.
You have 10 seconds to deliberate.
Just like a real courtroom.
I should be sequestered, shouldn't I?
Yes, okay. 3, 2.
It's a big decision.
Huge.
Where are they going to land?
What have you decided?
No.
There you go.
They must all think they look great in G-string bikinis.
Yeah.
It's clearly a hung jury.
Yes. I'd love to get the jury's reaction to that joke. Look, moving on, and of course this week, a very special week. It marked Anzac Day, a hugely significant day for Aussies and Kiwis.
As we acknowledge and pay our respects to our service personnel and their families and loved ones.
The coverage all week was fantastic.
It's the one day where we stop and we remember those who fought for us. And it's just absolutely extraordinary. Now, I want to talk about TikTok.
No. Moving on, and of course it was a big week for the Prime Minister.
Anthony Albanese has become the first sitting PM to walk the Kokoda track.
Most of them do it standing. No! OK.
Could we have a minute of silence for that joke?
He walks the Kokoda track with the Papua New Guinea Prime Minister to build stronger ties.
We want to shape the future together, a peaceful, secure and stable Pacific region.
Yeah. Maybe not that stable.
Very stable.
Maybe not that stable. The trip was all about relationships for Anthony Albanese and a chance for him to build a stronger connection and get closer to...
Channel 7's Mark Riley.
PM, it's a great walk here. There's a lot to see, but as an Aussie, there's a bit to feel about this track.
They're so close. It's elbow to elbow with elbow.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Afterwards, the Prime Minister returned to Townsville where he took part in an Anzac tradition, a round of two-up.
You win some, you lose
more. Yeah. For free and confidential advice, there's a number on the screen. It's important.
Yeah.
Look, there is a special reason why so many Aussies play two-up on Anzac Day.
It's 50-50 odds. That's better than Crown Casino. So no wonder people actually want to play it. And also we pay tribute to, obviously, our diggers.
Obviously, that's important as well.
Yes.
So much news happening at the moment, Mel. So much news that we missed over the break. I want to bring you this from December from Irish Breakfast Radio, talking about the magic of Christmas.
Christmas, as we know, is full of surprises, but the one you don't want to find under your tree is an STI, a sexually transmitted infection.
More likely to find it under your bush, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Deck the balls with genital warts. It's a lovely song.
Kissing under the camel toe? No. Too far.
Let's move on. Christmas, it is all about the presents under the Christmas tree. And when it comes to trees, we turn to our favourite Toowoomba gardening guru.
Penny McKinlay has gone true blue for this year's Christmas tree.
Now we're standing beside the Gore Highway near Yarranlea.
Because nothing says Christmas like the Gore Highway near Yarranlea.
Why was Penny standing on the Gore Highway?
Now we're going to cut bits of this because this is going to be our Christmas tree. Now I've brought the Brigalow home and bunged it in a bucket, a galvanised bucket, because this country was built on galvanised iron and you know that as well as I do.
What are you talking about? Galvanised.
We know, there's a fine line between celebration and vandalism.
Yes. Of course, we remember the original Christmas story. The wise men brought gifts of gold, frankincense and galvanised iron. That was the story. There were a lot of great stories over the Christmas break, Mel, but I want to show you one more. It is my favourite. So for the first time this year, it's time to award our...
This is where we honour reporters for their commitment to the story.
And no one showed more commitment to the story than Channel 7's Tom Saker with this piece from December.
Putting one of the many Santa's workshops to the test, Allied Express Bankstown, a week from Christmas, the mission, deliver me.
This is my box. Usually require a bit of styrofoam, but my delivery driver's going to take very good care of me.
Oh, I begin on an AI-generated conveyor belt.
Wow. Amazon now offering same-day human trafficking.
Yes. Tom really committed to this story.
I am just one of thousands of parcels being processed through this warehouse today.
Hopefully especially one with ear holes. I'm a bit worried about Tom.
It didn't stop there.
The hot ticket items this year, not news reporters, homewares, but some have peculiar taste.
Hello, Lisa. Tom Saker from 7 News.
Christmas trees this way.
From the Bankstown depot to Condell Park, the cargo arrived well within the standard 24 hours.
7 more sleeps until Christmas.
Thanks, Lisa.
Can't wait. Tom Saker, 7 News.
I was less creeped out watching Baby Reindeer than I am watching that. That is extraordinary. So congratulations, Tom Saker, for 2024. You are our first... reporter of the week.
We're going to take a break, back and learn the cheap seats right after this. Thanks for joining us for our first episode of the year.
And a big thank you to our friends at Bupa for joining us. Good health catch on with Bupa Health Insurance. It is so great to have Bupa on board.
Thanks, Bupa. And speaking of good health, can I just give a shout out to Rachel Mitchell, who this week celebrated a special milestone.
She'll spend her 102nd birthday at the Lodge, surrounded by family and close friends. She's already received special letters from some very special people.
I had one from the Queen for 100, and I've had one from Charles and what's her name?
Queen consort, what's her name to you?
Exactly. Yes. Melinda Bracewell, I think, is the name there. But the big royal news that we missed over the break, excitingly...
A new Danish reign sealed with a kiss.
Whoop. Oh, beautiful.
Oh, wow.
That is, of course, the ascension of King Frederick and our very own Aussie-born Queen Mary to the Danish throne. Everyone was so excited.
Especially back home in Mary's state, Tasmania.
Ordinary Tasmanians also rejoicing in Queen Mary's long-awaited rise to her new role.
I just think she's beautiful, she's stylish, she's elegant, she behaves herself. I think she's wonderful.
Did you watch the coronation?
No, I didn't. I fell asleep.
She's beautiful, she's elegant, she's quite boring.
Yeah. Of course, Frederick took over from the legendary friend of the show, Queen Margarita.
Who announced her abdication live on Danish TV.
This was a special moment.
Min tak skal lyde til alle de mange, mange mennesker, som vil særligt have kommet til
vel som i hverdagen.
Okay, all right. She, of course, was married to King Powerball III, which was lovely. The ceremony itself was beautiful. Let me talk you through it. There's Margarita there signing the abdication orders and gesturing for Frederick to take the throne and then pissing off to bingo, which was a lovely touch.
Bye. So after 52 years on the throne, how will Queen Margarita be remembered?
A widely beloved, chain-smoking, history-making monarch.
Wow. The crown's made of Marlborough gold, I think.
Is it really? Well, for more, let's cross live to Denmark, where, excitingly, we have sent our cheap seats royal correspondent Sam Garlop, who is in Denmark, I believe. There he is there. Out of the box, Sam. There you go. Sam, you're currently outside the Christiansborg Palace in Copenhagen.
No, I'm outside the Starbucks at Sunshine Coast Airport.
Oh, how come?
My Bonza flight was cancelled.
Oh, of course it was. Of course it was.
Is there anything else you can tell us?
I feel like you want me to do an impression of a seagull.
No, I think we're out of time. I think we're out of time. Anyway, cheap seats. Cheap seats, royal correspondent Sam Garlop. Thanks for joining us.
Look, staying overseas, Tim, I think it's about time
Just quietly. I don't know, can we see that cardboard box again? I believe that is the Bonza Premium Lounge. Thank you, Sam. Great reporting.
Well, staying overseas, Tim, I think it's about time we take a trip.
Whoa!
Exactly the same segment. Why change perfection? Across the Ditch is back. How are you feeling about it, Tim?
I mean, Tim is physically in the room, but emotionally he's chipped out.
So you're loving it?
Are we doing this again?
We are doing this again. This is where I bring you the big stories from across the ditch.
Well, we've missed a couple of months of major Kiwi stories, Mel. Fill us in.
Well, let's start with the big one.
Plus, why it's a good time to start buying mandarins. Join us tonight at 7.
Yep.
Mandarins.
Yes. forget Bitcoin, get it on the Mandarin market.
We haven't checked Kiwi News for months,
yes.
And the big story is mandarins.
And not many people are buying them at the moment.
Oh.
It's really tough.
Is there any other news in New Zealand?
It's, you know, there's other stuff going on.
Then on 7 Sharp, it's been the best season for years. So why aren't mandarins flying off the shelves?
Mandarins.
Yeah, you know, I think we've heard enough about mandarins. Yeah. Yes, nothing else.
Then on 7 Sharp, they're sweet and juicy and easy on your wallet. So why aren't more people buying mandarins?
What is with the mandarins?
Seriously, there's other stuff,
is
I promise.
Anything
I promise,
else?
Yeah.
Mandarins are a great lunchbox filler.
Look at that, they've even bought a bowl of mandarins.
Someone's got to keep the market alive, man.
Can we see that again? I like the current technology on the phone there in New Zealand as well, by the way. All right, so mandarins.
Yes, they went out onto the street to do a taste test.
What would you go for out of this plate?
Oh, the mandarins.
Oh.
Probably the mandarin if it's nice.
Well, the mandarins flew off the plate.
And Ian Albers from Citrus New Zealand is here now. Thank you so much for your time.
Citrus
Ian.
New Zealand!
But don't worry, it's not just mandarins.
It can't just be mandarins.
I promise they do talk about other stuff.
And we're just getting started with the persimmon season.
No!
So.
Oh, the persimmon season!
Persimmon season, Jim, that comes by quicker every year, you know? Like,
are they buying
like,
persimmons? I hope so.
I'm not sure, but let's move on now. I think we can move on.
I do feel like everybody's got to go out and buy some mandarins. Yes. They've had a tough couple of years and it seems we're not buying enough of them, so go out and get a bag. It'd be great.
Did she just say mandarins have had a tough couple of years? Mandarins, we know you've been doing it tough. If you need help, Beyond Orange is available. There's a number on your screen. Can we move on?
Now to a vibrant young Waikato woman who knows exactly what she wants in life.
A mandarin.
Yeah.
And that was...
Yeah! Good to have you back.
Tim, a lot of people compare our show to a mandarin in the fact that it's full of great segments.
I thought you meant that no one was buying us.
Yeah. But that means we're moving on to another huge segment, Tim.
Another big segment, yes. It's been a big week in the world of birds.
So it's time to step into the aviary and see...
What's...
Flapping! What a great impression I just did.
This is the segment where we bring you all the big ornithological news of the week. Pelicans, seagulls, cassowaries, albatrosses. They're covered all in this segment.
Yes, or the New Zealand ones, flightless. Useless.
So, what's making big bird news in the UK?
Now listen to this. Ah, the sweet sound of the seaside. But believe it or not, what you just heard wasn't a seagull. No, it was in fact a 9-year-old boy from Chesterfield.
Wow. His parents were so supportive of his talent.
When he first developed this talent, what did you think?
Oh, great, another noise. he's not the quietest child, so it started off as a bit of another annoying sound from Cooper, and we kept encouraging him to stop.
Try running at him to see if he flies away.
Yeah. But no one was more supportive than a friend of the show, Stephen Quatermain from 10 News First.
For making us screech with laughter, Cooper is our clear pick for play of the day. You sure what sort of future Cooper's got?
Wonderful.
A good one, I hope.
Settle down.
Look, moving on from Cooper.
Let's keep the bird news going. Let's head to the Port of Albany, I think, in WA.
Last year, it traded a record 5 million tonnes. So to let locals see the ins and outs, it's holding an open day.
We're really passionate about opening the port up, educating people on what happens at the port. Our job is to facilitate trade for the benefit of the region and the state. And we know there's a lot of interest in how we do it, and we're really proud of what we do.
This segment is so long, that's Cooper now.
Yeah, he's grown up. He has grown up.
Conditions are tough.
Windy conditions, stormy conditions. We're often working in limited visibility.
Maybe take the sunglasses off.
Yes. And the seagull head.
Yes.
And all too soon, that brings us to the end of... What's happening?
I do have to... point out, in the entirety of What's Flappening, there was no actual real birds.
No birds.
Just two people dressed as seagulls.
Do we think What's Flappening will make a comeback?
Well, let's take a look at the jury.
An overwhelming vote for
Seagulls. We've got to take a break. Back with more in the cheap seats right after this. Seats, and it's time to welcome back a very familiar face.
Ian Albers from Citrus, New Zealand.
No, it's time to talk all things arts and entertainment. So for the first time this year, would you please welcome our cultural correspondent from Nova FM, it's Mel Tresina! Lovely to see you, Mel.
Thank you. I do prefer persimmons, just putting it out
there.
Do you
really?
Yeah. Wow, yeah, yeah. Amazing.
Interesting.
Yes. you seem flawed.
No, not flawed.
Okay.
Confused because you're dressed as a watermelon. So, but persimmons, there you go. Lovely to see you. We've missed you during the break. So much is happening in the world of arts and entertainment. Where do we start?
Farmer Wants a Wife, the dating show with the second most amount of on-screen horse shit to Aftermaths. Yes. And like every season, the ladies have to help out on the farm.
Come on. Ah, beautiful.
But the big one.
Yeah. How old would this one be?
I can only be a day or so old.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, it smells so good.
Smells good.
Wow.
Some lamb stew. Oh.
From fetus to plate. Delicious.
Apparently that lamb had met some of the contestants and so decided to just jump in the pot.
The girls even got a chance to show off their own skills to the farmers.
Just feels like good, like flirtatious, good connection.
Do you want to play some darts?
Yeah,
I'll show you how to play.
Will ya?
Yeah, I'll
All
show
right.
you.
All right.
You kind of just put some power into it.
All
right. Maybe just stick to these darts.
Apparently that's how she got her lip fillers done as well. From a distance.
The show is all about women who want to marry farmers, and I love...
Oh really? Thank you for clarifying. Thank you so much.
Just thought it might have been a bit too highbrow for you, Tim.
So you're saying Farmer Wants a Wife is about farmers who want wives.
Insane.
And married at first sight. They're meeting for the third or fourth time.
I love when a contestant goes on a reality television show and their job title really sums up while they're there. Yeah, Angela, wedding planner.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's just planning her own wedding.
Planning her own wedding, that's her job.
Now, Channel 10 have rebooted everyone's favourite midday cooking show, Ready, Steady, Cook. And it's now
So I'm just confused by the title.
When you're cooking, straight away, or do they have a little bit of time?
It's ready, like you're right there and you're cooking.
Yeah,
straight off the bat. It's now moved to prime time, and it's hosted by a friend of the show, Miguel Maestre. And of course, no expenses were spared by Channel 10 with the coveted prize of.
Where our chefs will go head to head. For the bronze ladle!
The bronze ladle.
It's actually a step up from their wooden spoon, so well done.
Yeah, wow.
I do worry the studio audience have never seen ingredients before.
We've got some lamb leg steaks.
Ooh.
Some beetroots. Tahini! It's a sugar loaf cabbage.
Oh, my God. And 10,000 mandarins.
I have the same reaction when I get my Coles online delivery. I'm like, oh, very good.
We should say it's been a tough couple of years for sugar loaf cabbages.
Channel 9 heard the calls that there weren't enough food shows on TV, so brought us Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars. It finished up last week and winner Sophie proved her business prowess.
That was the moment that I decided I'm going to create the coolest looking, most disruptive hangover relief beverage that the world has ever seen. I basically went on the web and I tried to find manufacturers in Korea. I got scammed 5 times.
That's impressive. Just 5 times.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
And like the rest of the world, I too have been watching Baby Reindeer. Oh, yeah. So it's a biographical account of an aspiring comedian and the woman who stalked him for 4 years.
Yeah. Ringing a bell.
It's our fourth season.
The show is a dark comedy. It's a psychological thriller with suspenseful moments like this. It's the horrors of no predictive text. Yeah. Someone give that woman Grammarly.
Yes.
And like all of the world, I was glued as well for the emotional will they, won't they season finale of Bluey. It was a lot. Usually an episode is around 6 minutes, but this one was a whopping 28 minutes. It was Bluey Taylor's version.
Or 140 dog minutes.
Yes. In this episode, the Healer family are relocating from their home in Brisbane to another city, and Bluey is not handling it well.
Why do we have to sell our house?
We've been through this, Bluey.
Does anyone want to explain interest rates to her? Or... Yeah.
In fairness, I think the clue was in the episode title.
This episode of
Gambling Debts. Good one.
Now, you may have actually seen that they listed the Healer home for sale on Domain. The home has 3 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms and 1 car space. I've done my homework on this house. It is about $4 million.
Wow. Oh, my God.
So if you're wondering how a family of dogs can afford a $4 million house, it's actually because dogs can't eat smashed avo.
That's why.
Yeah.
Good breakdown.
Yeah.
I think Bluey must have scammed a woman in Korea 5 times. It's some good gas.
That's a good point. Yeah. Wow.
Now, I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here finished for another year. The top prize went to Skye Wheatley, who, of course, you guys remember finished top 3 in Big Brother 2014. One of your favourites. Third?
That's Skye Wheatley.
Yeah, that's Skye Wheatley. Third place on I'm a Celeb went to Love Islander, Callum Hole. Here's him in action in the jungle.
I can't even remember the name. Something, it was what people do that dust the things to find fossils of dinosaurs.
Oh, photosynthesis.
Aussies fell in love with Callum
right on
this show, but I just want to say, I'm not claiming it, but I did bring you Callum from Love Island last year with gold like this.
I'm very spontaneous. I don't like the, what's that word? It's like not monogamy. It's this thing that you do the same thing every week. What's the word? Monopolously.
Metopolously. I basically discovered Callum.
I think doing the same thing every week is monogamy.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And that's my week in arts and entertainment.
So to please thank Mel Trusina. The cheap seats.
And it's time for our next guest.
Joel Creasy.
That's me.
Judge away.
Would you please welcome comedian, television and radio presenter, it's Joel Creasy.
Thank you. Wow. That was exciting.
Thank you.
I got to come out and everything. Yes. I was 14 again.
Thanks for coming out of our show.
You are welcome.
So great to have you here. Lovely to see you here, Joel. Lots to talk to you about, but recently you and Mel have been sharing a room at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Oh, okay, so we're keeping the other thing on the down low.
Okay.
We have, because Melbourne Comedy Festival goes for 22 shows.
Yeah.
It's kind of like doing like an Adele, Celine, Vegas residency.
Right.
But Mel was very handy to share with because she texted me and said, I've bought us a ring light.
Wow.
Which I said, you know, buy me dinner first, but thank you for that.
You're welcome. The lighting was not good and I was trying to do my makeup and I was just looking...
messed up, and I thought, I'm going to do this for me and Joel and not Lloyd Langford. He was on the phone.
Yeah. You're like, that homo after me will really appreciate it. And I did, Mel. Thank you very much.
That's a lovely thing to do.
Yeah.
What was it like working in the same room as Mel?
Nightmare. No, it was great, although I loved seeing them pack up the chairs for my slightly smaller audience each night.
Oh, like,
awesome, yes. Yeah. So, I reckon I could do a bit of your show. I've seen so much of it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, we love you on SBS's Eurovision coverage, and you are just about to jet off next week to Sweden for Eurovision. How exciting?
I'm very excited. I get to work with the divine Beforehurst. She's here. Hello. Amy. this little sweetie's off to Sweden. I cannot wait. It's going to be a big year.
It is a massive time of year every year, and beforehand they release all 37 songs.
Yes, and people get really judgy online, which is great. especially for me if we mispronounce a country name or... they'll let us know.
It's Australia.
Australia.
Well, Miss sometimes goes a bit rogue in the voting and she's like, that's 487 points to Austria. I'm like, Miss, that was 42 points to Armenia.
Oh, right.
We're working our numbers.
Well, let's have a listen to some of the songs because they have been released. Let's show you some of our favourites.
Okay.
I love Croatia's entry this year.
Hey, I'm a big boy now. I'm ready to leave. Ciao, mama, ciao. I'm a big boy now. I'm going away and I sold my cow.
Wow.
They are a hot favourite to win.
That is a hot favourite to win.
Yes, and it's called Rim Tim. It's called Rim Tim Taggy Dim.
Yeah. Don't pause there.
That is the name of...
That's a separate website.
Take what you can get, I say. Yeah. They're the real Eurovision act. There's always I always think that there's like a real serious act. That's a contender, and then there's the funny.
Let's have a look at Georgia. Okay. Their song this year is called Firefighter.
Like a firefighter.
Uh-huh.
Put out the fire.
Okay, the fire's spreading.
Put out the fire.
Okay. Yeah.
Fire's getting bigger.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's go. Really? Come on, let's put out this fire.
It feels like all the water just went on her hair.
I think this is a change for them because normally they enter like some little stocky men, but this year her name is they've gone like the Cypress route and gone for like a real hot pop girly, and her name is Nutza, which is what I imagine you'll do after Rim Tim Taggy.
Don't.
I put that one in for you.
Thank you. Latvia. Let's talk about Latvia. They've gone with a big ballad and an interesting music video.
Be slow, yeah, I'd rather let them dig my grave shallow instead of selling out of something so hollow.
Make today your turning point. And the doctors at Ashley and Martin could help regrow your hair.
That's a beautiful message.
I have to interview him in a couple of days' time.
Come on.
I know, yeah, that's for your like dads. Dad's doing Eurovision.
They're the European entries. Now Australia. We've had some awesome entries over the years. Of course, Dummy M finished second in the final in 2016. Of course, Jess Malboy, 2018. And Voyager last year really brought the house down. Have you got a favourite out of those?
It's so hard because they're all my babies. We take all of them, and Miff and I become like their drunk aunt and uncle and do their PR for them. Voyager were delightful last year. Jess Malboy was so sweet. She competed in the grand final. She placed further down the rankings, but then she sat in the foyer of the hotel and ate cheeseburgers with my mother Jenny Creasy for about 4 hours after.
Wow.
Mum going, you were robbed, darling.
Well, let's have a listen to the Australian song.
Yes, it's called One Mokale. It loosely translates to One Blood, and it's about bringing Indigenous Australians and non-Indigenous Australians together through music.
Let's have a listen.
While entertaining the guys,
that is a great track. I think they're going to do well.
They're going to do well, and Australians, we know how to stage a song, so we are bringing the heat this year. Because we put Kate Miller-Heike up some pogo sticks with, flying Dementors behind her a few years ago. So we'll go there.
There she is.
Oh, my God.
She's now working outside a used car dealership.
Eurovision is so ridiculous.
But that's why we love it. That is why we love it. Well, Joel is touring nationally with his brand new stand-up show, Boom. Tickets are still available for his show at the Enmore Friday night.
Just a handful.
Just a handful.
And I'm on on before, Joel, so... Yeah,
my makeup will be great.
Yes. You can catch Joel doing half of Mel's show at the end. And, of course, you can see him next week on SBS's coverage of the Eurovision Song Contest in Sweden. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please thank Joel Creasy? It's in the world of sports, so to bring us up to speed, would you please welcome back for the first time this year, writer, comedian and friend of the show, Mr. Adam Rosenberg!
Thank you. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Malcolm. It's good to be here. So,
Lovely to see you, Rosie. Great to have you back.
Thank you.
So much happening in the world of sport. It's a big year for sport, isn't it?
Well, LIV Golf returned to Adelaide and it was American Brendan Steele who took out the tournament by one shot. The Aussie Rippers defeated the South African Stingers in a playoff.
Crash of traditional rivals.
It was traditional rivals. It was great. Now, while everyone focused on the carnival-type atmosphere, I thought I'd kick off this segment with my favourite shot of the tournament.
700 par, 65. Rippers.
Now, if I know golfers, that took about 12 shots before he hit him. Yeah. What I would love, though, is if he was actually... Because that was a caddy that was hit. If the person that threw it had their caddy next to him going, mate, he's about 25 metres away, need a half-full water bottle, have it fade left to right, that would be fantastic.
Are you sure it was a caddy? Being a Saudi Arabian tournament, I assumed it was a journalist. So, it was a caddy, but we'll check that.
Found him in the bunker in bits.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
I don't want to weigh in.
Yeah. Oh, you got a tour in Riyadh later, have you? Yeah. Fantastic.
You're big in Jeddah, are you?
I'm afraid.
Now, LIV Golf has grown even more popular this year in Adelaide, and Sunrise reporter Hayden Nelson has put the success on a scale that we can all understand.
One person described it to me this morning as being the equivalent of the Taylor Swift Eras Tour for males over 30, correct?
So there you go. I didn't realise that women went to Taylor Swift to avoid their families for 8 hours.
It's just a bunch of bored daughters waiting in the car.
Yeah, that's right. When's it going to be done? Now, I didn't go to see Tay-Tay, but I imagine it was something like this. And it was very similar to Tay-Tay because a lot of those blokes at the course would afterwards share friendship bags of cocaine.
That's not so beautiful, isn't it?
It's a nice touch.
That's lovely, isn't it?
Now, Anzac Day footy was in action in both the NRL and the AFL last week, and it really is a time where we can respectfully honour those who served for this country.
The fact that we were able to play a small part in paying our respects and thanks to the men and women past and present.
Yeah, just a little bit of Anzac Adaka as they're walking.
That was a nice touch.
It was followed by a 6-minute electric bugle solo as well.
Oh, was it really?
It was haunting. But luckily, AFL commentator Luke Darcy was on hand to show his professionalism, but I'm not sure the dog in the background enjoyed what he had to say.
Dogs take on the Dockers in Perth. How difficult, one, is it to watch as a dad, but then also commentate on it?
Well, it's going to be a unique experience, Shervo. I've been lucky enough to be in the Seven commentary box for more than a decade now on Saturday nights, and this scenario has been looming for a while.
I didn't even know dogs watch the House of Wellness. So, you know, on Sunrise, that's actually known as doing a koshy.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Really?
The
cash crap. Wow.
Now to ice hockey, and it's the middle of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. Go Rangers. And local football star Taylor Lewin shared a wholesome moment with his daughter at the Nashville Predators game. I would have thought it would have been nice if she had it down a crocky.
Yeah.
It would have been a nice thing.
Yeah.
Hard though, it's like a sieve, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true, you've got to be in there quick.
Yeah.
Now, for those, obviously, we showed the shoeys before. For those of you who think we've probably reached peak shoey, then you'll be pleased to know that the Nashville fans have taken it up a notch. And that is a catfish.
What? What?
Have you never done a fishy?
I think...
Who?
That catfish was actually someone she met online and the pictures were not very accurate.
Yeah, Said it was a tuna, so...
And our final story out of American sports this week saw some excitement in the baseball when the ground staff had to chase a goose that was on the field.
Really?
Now, I know what you're thinking. Rosie, isn't there always a goose on the field? And yes, he's the one that didn't pay the free kick, but... But no, this was an actual goose. Have a look at this.
Move it.
So there's a goose on the field. The ground staff are out there trying to get it off.
Shit, left field. No.
Goose on the loose. Oh, it's escaping. It's
fine. Control now.
And he's out.
Oh! Right into the scoreboard. Down goes the goose. Oh, the poor thing.
I can't believe there's more actual birds in this segment than what's
yes.
I brought the goods.
Yeah,
I brought the goods.
That,
and
that goose is fine?
It is fine. It just has to wear a really long, thin neck brace. And it kind of turns around like that. And it's like, honk!
Makes it convenient to do a shooey out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. Now to Super Netball, where commentators Bianca Chatfield and Nat Medhurst had to contend with the Melbourne Mavericks mascot.
Probably doesn't explain exactly how exciting this first half has been. You can see in the background here, this is Goose, the brand new mascot for the Melbourne Mavericks.
We know Jock is so strong in the air, she can get up there in height, so she can match Belle and Emma, so why not?
And still got off stage better than Mel at the Actors.
No, I don't even know if we have it, but I just wanted to point out my favourite netball mascot, the New South Wales Swift mascot, which is just a bigger netball player. So creative.
Yeah, here if you need me to be shit.
All right, on that note, we've got to take a break, ladies and gentlemen.
Can I just celebrate? I like to celebrate with a beer before I finish up my segment, if that's OK.
Do you want me to open it?
Probably better.
I think I should do it too.
Have you got a thank you? Have you got a glass or a shoe or a?
Just gonna drink it out of this fish.
Okay.
That's enough. Thank you. Well, cheers, everyone.
What's that? We had. We had camera troubles and you need him to do it again. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm good. That's how I like to end a day.
For the last time, would you please say... Mr. Adam Rosenthal! Welcome back to the Cheap Seats.
The latest forecast.
It's very wintry conditions, binding up in time for the weekend, Jen. Gorgeous conditions out here tonight.
It's Candace, but I still love you, Jade. Thank you. And that is the news for tonight on behalf of the team. Have a great one. Bye.
Very frosty conditions. Very frosty conditions. Corda's loving it.
Over on Channel 7, they're doing a different kind of forecast.
AstroTash reveals what your zodiac has in store for the next 7 days right after this.
Yes. Your astro forecast.
Yes, the morning show has started doing weekly astrology forecasts.
What star sign are you?
I'm a Cancer, so...
Cancer. If you're flying solo, lean into some self-love. Dive into what makes your heart sing and skip anything or anyone that drags you down.
Come back.
I'm just trying to listen to the stars.
Don't listen to Jupiter. I'm a Leo. Do we know what mine says?
Leo, power plays could cause some relationship friction in the first half of the week. Stand strong on what matters to you in love, money or friendship.
Yeah, I will stand strong.
Sorry, I need you back. We need to get through all these mandarins.
Mandarins have had a tough couple of years. And I hope that Aussies go out and buy them in bulk.
Yeah, we usually have an iPad here, but we've upgraded from Apple.
There you go. There you go. Righto, moving on now, and there was a special celebration during the week.
Much-loved pooches have been pampered at a pop-up cafe to celebrate International Guide Dog Day.
International Guide Dog Day.
Beautiful, but there's a stark reminder.
Members of the public might not realise, but you're not actually supposed to touch a guide dog.
Wow.
Right, on that note, we are done.
We'll see you next week right here in the Cheap Seats.